you know, obviously I knew it was a bad call now, but if you're going to go for it on fourth down, I think I would rather see my offense on the field with Josh Shelkey, Austin Seltz, and company going for that on fourth down. But nonetheless, I can't blame him for the creativity because it's worked for him all game so far today. Now, the Harbage defense comes on the field.
And they're going to pass right off the bat, and it's caught by number 12 at the 32-yard line. Alex Thomas is brought down to the 28-yard line, brought down by Josh Shelkey for the complete pass, the first complete pass of the day for Morenci, and move the chains just on the edge of the red zone here at Harbor Beach.
Technically, Clark, he's completed all four passes he's attempted today. Unfortunately, three of them went to black jerseys instead of his own, but an aggressive play call there by the Bulldogs and their coaching staff. They come out, and even though he's attempted three passes and thrown three interceptions, they let him come out and throw it on first down, and he delivers a perfect pass to number 12, Alex Thomas, who hauls it in. First down now, 3.5 to go at the 28-yard line.
25-yard completion. Marillette looking to pass again, this one to the far sideline. He goes up for it, and this one is picked off by Austin Seltz at the 6-yard line. Check that, every complete pass. This one's the fourth interception for the Harbor Beach secondary on the day, and Harbor Beach offense back on the field with 3:22 left here in the fourth.
Well, if you're the Bulldogs, you almost had to air it out here a little bit because you're down by two scores with not much time, but that play was telegraphed the whole way, and when you throw it to Sandusky, he is your shortest player on your team, and funny, coincidentally enough, his twin counterpart on the Harbor Beach side is Austin Seltz in coverage, so you got the two shortest guys on their respective teams in a jump situation. Austin Seltz shows off his leaping ability and takes the ball away, giving the Pirates the football deep in their own territory.
And it's a dive forward coming out to about the 11-yard line. Josh Shelkey on the keeper, brought down by Nick Stutzman. We have a final in the other side of this bracket. Muskegon Catholic Central takes out Mendon 48-7. So the winner of this game will go on to play Muskegon Catholic Central as we have a timeout called on the field. It's 21-7, Harbor Beach leading with 3:15 left here in the fourth quarter.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more? All remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device. Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon. Call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net/linklife.
Harbor Beach with the ball, facing a second and 5 from the 11-yard line, their own territory, leading by 14 points with 3:15 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach brings out their T formation, better known as the clock eater. Hands off to Austin Seltz. He's out to the 10-yard line. Forward progress has him back out to the line of scrimmage. No gain on that play. Brought down by Nick Stutzman. And we have another timeout called by Morenci, who's trying to conserve as much clock as possible here on this drive.
Well, they have to. There's no better time to burn them timeouts. You have Harbor Beach pinned against the wall right now. So if you can stop them here and stop them either on fourth down as well or force a punt, your offense would get the ball in good field position. And if you can score quickly, the onside kick would then allow your team to have enough time to go down the field. So a miracle situation of Morenci tying this game is not out of the equation yet.
John Mooney, your thoughts from the sideline.
Well, right now the Morenci Bulldogs have the Pirates exactly where they want them, right down here on this part of the end zone. If by some chance that Morenci can get a score, but getting the ball back, that means you have an onside kick situation. 3 minutes and 7 seconds is an eternity. Ask a Pirate.
Is it just me, Dave, or it sound like John Mooney is starting to freeze up down there?
He must be, because that's almost identical to what I said, but I'm glad the coach agrees with me. It makes me feel good about what I'm saying.
Josh Shelkey on the keeper. He gets down to the original line of scrimmage to the 11-yard line, maybe another half a yard. I mean, I have another timeout called by Morenci here, this time with 3 minutes left. This will be the final timeout for Morenci, so they're down by two touchdowns. They They just used their last timeout here of the day. We're going to take a quick break. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, 21-7. 3 minutes remain. High Reach leading by 14.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Harbor Beach facing a 4th-and-4. Mitch Hearn kicks out of his own end zone, and it comes down all the way down to the 41-yard line. A nice kick into the wind for Mitch Hearn on the punt, and Morenci gets the ball back with 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in this ball game.
Well, crucial if you're going to kick into the wind. You got to kick it low, and from a golfer standpoint, getting a little top spin there was essential to that kick. He gets it out in past the 40-yard line. Now, Morenci's going to have to go 41 yards in 2 minutes and 50 seconds and somehow in that same amount of time recover an onside kick and score again. So let's see if Harbor Beach defense can prevent the big one here and make tackles inbounds to keep that clock moving.
Harbor Beach coming out in a four-man front, and they have Sandusky getting the snap directly, and he goes in and he's brought down across the 40-yard line all the way out to the 38-yard line. As Jason Gaffke brings him down on the defensive end left side, and it's a gain of roughly 3 yards in the play, brings up a 2nd and 7 as the clock continues to wind down here, 2.5 to play.
Well, Morenci here still huddling. The quarterback still has to run to the sideline to get to the play call. That's going to cost a lot of extra time here for Morenci.
Maryland gets the snap. He throws this one downfield. Is caught to Alex Thomas at the 25-yard line. Actually going to mark him down at the 26-yard line. Brought down by number 34, Tyler Vollmering for Harbor Beach with 2:12 left. Clock stops momentarily to move the chains. 1st and 10 for Morenci.
Harbor Beach very comfortable running a strong zone defense against the pass, trying not to give up the big one. That time Alex Thomas finds a soft spot in the zone, and the quarterback delivers a strike and hits him right on.
Marillette, good looking to pass, stays in the pocket, and he has to cut down, and he is sacked. Preston Livingston from the interior of that defensive line comes in for the sack and brings him down at the 31-yard line. And that is going to be a loss of 6 yards in the play. Now 2nd and 16, and the clock continues to run. Morenci's out of timeouts. 1:45 left here in the fourth.
Yeah, PL gets a big sack there for the Pirate defense. But again, Morenci still having to huddle and call a new play every time, down to 1.5 minutes left in this game.
Marillette looking to pass, staying in the pocket. And now he has to scramble, breaks free of that coverage, and throws down. And this one's picked off by Josh Shelke at the 3-yard line. Josh Shelke out to the 20-yard line and just dives down at the 18-yard line. That is the 5th interception for the Harbor Beach secondary and the 3rd for Josh Shelke on the day with 1:23 left in this game. This one is going to do it more than likely for the Pirates.
Well, Josh Shelke now has more interceptions than the Morenci offense has completions. Unbelievable performance on his part, but obviously this Morenci team not comfortable throwing the football. It's showing here right now as overthrows and underthrows have been eminent in this game. A perfect job by quarterback and defensive back Josh Shelke. No point in fumbling the football or getting hurt. He goes down to the ground safely. Now Harbor Beach in their favorite formation, the victory formation.
And the first kneel as the clock continues to roll here, 1:15 left here in the game, as we'll try and get a post-game interview with Troy Shelke, head coach of the Harbor Beach football program, John Mooney on the sidelines there, as Harbor Beach more than likely going to be going to their 3rd straight state semifinals to take on an old foe from 2012 and 1991, the Muskegon Catholic Central Catholics from the west side. That's all I can say. Less than 1 minute to play here. Harbor Beach coming out in the victory formation on 2nd down and 12. They're looking at the back judge to take off as much time off the play clock as possible before going in. And with about 2 seconds on the play clock, they snap it and another kneel. Now third down and about 38 seconds left. They're going to need one more kneel here to complete this game. Harbor Beach leading 21-7, a 14-point lead. We knew it was going to be close all the way down to the bitter end.